This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The talk of the town is currently free DV. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is actively promoting the use of free DV on the HF bands, and on the Friday just gone, AREG held a workshop to assist those who are setting up their equipment for operation using free DV. This coming Friday, the 12th of April, is AREG's next general meeting, and the main subject for the evening is, well, surprise, free DV. David, VK5DGR, will be giving his presentation on free DV and introducing everyone at this meeting to a new version, free DV 2020, which promises to have a higher quality audio response in the throughput of the outgoing and received signals. Therefore, the next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 12th of April, 2019, at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the club room doors opening at 7:15 p.m. Yes, the AREG meeting is a week early, being held this Friday, so as not to clash with Good Friday and Easter next weekend. There will be the usual club business meeting starting at 7:45 p.m. sharp, followed by the main presentation at about 8:15 p.m. The invitation is open to all who have an interest in amateur radio, and especially free DV, so come along to this meeting this coming Friday and find out more about free DV. Of course, after the presentation, there will be the light supper of coffee, tea and cake, where everyone may mingle and discuss the topics of the day. All this promotion of free DV is a build-up to the FreeDV HF Digital Voice Mode Global QSO Party, which will be held over the weekend of April the 27th and 28th. To find out more about this upcoming activity, further details may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, the general meeting for April is next Friday, the 12th, and we'll be having a presentation by Trevor, VK5NIX, on the history of the effects of World War One in Australia. So come along next Friday night and listen to this very interesting presentation about our history. And the next technical night will be on Friday the 26th of April. And Steve, VK5SFA, will be giving us a presentation on magnetic loop antennas. So these are all the rage at present, so come along and learn all about them. Don't forget the tech night, 26th of April. And the next day, on Saturday the 27th of April, it's the North East Radio Club annual buy and sell. S is on again, and we all should have a good time. The North East Radio Club barbecue will be in attendance, so you'll be able to get something to eat, and there'll be soft drinks available. And if you want to, you can get yourself a table and sell some of your pre-loved equipment. And the doors for buyers open at noon, so come along to the North East Radio Club Meeting Hall at the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. I hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. A few members led by Bruce, VK5VAB, are once again setting up the radio station on the 24th, 25th of April for the Anzac Vigil at Anderson Walk, Smithfield, Wednesday evening through to dawn service and after on Thursday. They will be utilizing the new Yaesu Fusion radio system. T Tim, VK5ZT, Ian, VK5ZD, and David, VK5KK, recently took a marathon trip from Elizabeth, first to Mount William in the Grampians, where using 24 GHz and 47 GHz, Tim and David made contact with Ian on an 180-kilometre path near to Geelong. Ian then moved over to Ballarat and repeated the process. The operation then moved to Mount Ainslie in Canberra to achieve an 80-kilometre path on 47 GHz into New South Wales. They also set a potential optical transmission and receive record and Mount Ainslie to Questacon in the ACT to set another potential record. The expedition then moved through New South Wales up to Queensland, setting up more contacts. Watch out for the written reports with more detailed contact details for both face-to-face and transmission. The round trip back to SA exceeded 6,000 kilometres. Well done, fellows. Plans are in motion to celebrate the anniversary this year of the club's formation with a special event. More on this later date. The next Tech Night will be on Wednesday, the 17th of April, and will be a presentation by Rick VK5NM on making traps and balance for dipoles. The May 15th talk will be a demo on digital fusion radio by Peter VK5JP. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 1st of May. The club meets on the 1st and 3rd Wednesdays of each month at the Jerome venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. And now for the news you have all been waiting for and asking about. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club Buy, Swap and Sell will be held on Sunday the 5th of May at the Scout Hall, Rowa Terrace, Seaford Meadows from 10 a.m. Sellers can register for a table by emailing secretary@scarc.org.au by the 24th of April. Tables are $10 and setup is from 8:30 a.m. Buyer's entry is $5 and includes entry into door prizes. Tea and coffee will be available and a barbecue will be running for lunch. So it's time to clear out your unwanted items or come to pick up a bargain or two. A reminder to members that the Working Bee for the Repeater will be held on the 13th and 14th of April. Let VK5KBJ know if you can help. Breakfast and lunch will be provided for those working. At our next general meeting on the 25th of April, Steve, VK5ZEO, will give a presentation on his visit to Bletchley Park. It should be fascinating and visitors are welcome. It's a 7:30 start. Many thanks to Mike, VK5ZC, for his fascinating account of the history of amateur radio. It was well received by the members and visitors alike. That's all from me, 73 from SCARC.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. As I have said over the last few weeks, we are now well and truly up to speed with planning for our June long weekend South East Radio Group annual convention. This includes planning for the now famous Sunday night dinner. We are now able to inform you that the dinner will again be a three-course roast as in years past with a choice of chicken or beef. We have held the cost to $25 per head again for this year. Bookings are essential as numbers are capped at 80 persons. Please advise us of any special diet requirements at the time of booking, and we would also appreciate the names and or call signs of all who are in your group. Dinner bookings to vk5sr@wia.org.au. That's vk5sierra romeo@wia.org.au. Please. Entries for the Australian Fox Hunting Championship should be emailed to Andrew, VK5KET@wia.org.au. Trader tables are again available at a cost of $10 each and may be booked by email to vk5sr@wia.org.au. If you wish to pay for any of these bookings by direct deposit, we will email you our bank details on receiving your booking. Full details are on the website at serge.org.au, that's serge.org.au, under the heading Convention 2019. That's all I have for you this week. We would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Two important announcements today. I hope you have all received these announcements via email on Friday or Saturday. If you did not, well then we do not have a valid email for you. Free DV Global QSO Party at the Shack. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, AREG, have organised a major international event to expose more people to the digital voice mode Free DV, which has the potential to provide noise-free reception of weak signals where SSB would be hard to hear, and this will be on the weekend of the 27th and the 28th of April. What is Free DV? Free DV is an open source digital transmission mode developed for HF amateur radio by David, VK5DGR. It is founded on the open source principle with Codec 2 specification and code fully available to the amateur radio community at no charge. Peter, VK5APR, has agreed to set up a station running Free DV at the Shack using the club call sign VK5BAR. All members are encouraged to come along and see this mode in action, or alternatively, set up a Free DV station at home and join in the fun. If you currently run digital modes, e.g. FT8, then running Free DVD only requires downloading and configuring free software. Note that two sound cards are used. The second sound card may be a USB headset, audio dongle, USB radio interface such as a signal link, or in the case of modern transceivers, the inbuilt USB interface, along with the computer's inbuilt sound card. For a lot more information regarding this QSO party and setting up Free DV, see the AREG homepage, http://www.areg.org.au. When? The QSO party is from 0030 hour Zulu on the 27th of the 4th, 2019 to 0030 hour Zulu, 28th of the 4th, 2019. In case you have problems working out this time standard, from 1000 hours Saturday to 1000 hours Sunday, Australian Central Standard Time. It is proposed that the shack would be open mid-morning, Saturday into the evening, and possibly on Sunday, depending on interest shown. If you would like to take part in this event at the shack, please email Peter, VK5APR, at Peter Reichelt, that's PETER.REICHELT, at bigpond.com.au. That email address, peter.reichelt@bigpond.com, or phone Peter at home 8352 5904, or on his mobile on 0419 965 904. Urgent work on the second shed at the shack. We were having difficulty getting enough people to help out putting up the ceiling in the second shed at the shack site, so we've engaged a contractor to do this for us. Many of us are having great difficulty climbing ladders due to the advancing years. This will happen on the 15th and 16th of this month. We need a small group of volunteers to clean out the shed on Saturday the 13th of this month, and if the work is not finished that day, continue on Saturday the 14th. Please advise Barry, VK5BW, via email, VK5BW at wia.org.au if you'll be available, and do this as soon as possible. If we get enough people on the day, we'll finish shifting the shelves and tables on the Saturday, and we will not need anybody on the Sunday. Training and assessment. AHAS is running a training and assessment session at the Shack on the 4th and 5th of May, and this will be under the new regime. Please contact SASSI, VK5SN, if you or anyone you know are interested. Phone 0417 858 547, or you can email SASSI at VK5SN at wia.org.au. We have found we have so much stuff to auction at a mini auction. This has now been put on the calendar for the 11th of May, and it will be held at the Shack. We will have a barbecue lunch when the auction is over. We will not put on any technical sessions at the Shack on the four Saturdays until the work has been finished on the Girl Guide shed. We still have to insulate the walls. This can be an ongoing process, and we can do this on our fourth Saturday mornings over the next few weeks. We will still have our coffee and chat mornings on the second Saturday mornings, and we may even be able to put you to work if you turn up as well. Shack mornings start at 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next Saturday morning at the Shack will be on the 13th of April. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on April the 19th. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there is no need to book. Just turn up. At the April General Meeting on the 18th of October, VK5NIX Trevor will give us a presentation entitled What Happened in Australia During World War One. Remember, if you cannot always listen to this broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. If you're not a financial member by the end of June, your email address will be deleted from the AHAS database and you will not receive notification of a number of up-and-coming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of AHAS to bid on these auctions. While I'm talking about who is a financial member of AHAS, the Treasurer has 5 or 6 direct deposit payments. He cannot find who they were paid in by. If you think you may be one of these people, send me an email with the date you paid and we will see if we can sort it out. One person has put his credit card number in the payment details. Not secure and no use to us. We also have a number of folk who we do not have application forms for, so we'll need to publish these call signs soon so we can get a form from these people for our records. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to VK5SRP at wia.org.au. 73s.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.